following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, my godness, whatever the case may be, here on this 14th day of July. It's a Sunday. It is, that's when this is being produced. I've got to kind of whistle through this because I've been running behind. I've got things on my desk, and I'm dealing with an interesting scenario that may have developed. I don't know if it's in my favor or not. I don't know. I'm not in too much of a position to elaborate. But I tell you, when you get an email, there is that thought in your mind about whether or not, is this legit? Is this a scam? Somebody offering something for you that seems to be what you're looking for, but is this a real thing? And you know, you spend that time mulling over this because there's this fear that, oh God, I'm about to make a gigantic mistake. it goes down to that whole thing about, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust any one of you sons of bitches. None of you. Not a single one of you. So I'm a bit mystified as to how I should approach these things. I know you're probably going, what are you talking about? I can't really elaborate. You know, it's the whole thing. If it walks like a duck, it is a duck. You know, or sounds like a duck, it is a duck. If it smells like shit, guess what? It probably is. The old thing about, you know, knowing the difference between shit and shinola is certainly, it's high on the list of things. And in my line of work, you have to be careful for this because there's a lot of monsters out there. There's a lot of people out there that sit there and go, oh man, we want you to do this or we want you to do that and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, you're being sold a fake bill of goods. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm on the fence. And I'm over here doing a little research in the midst of it. And I looked up at the clock. I went, holy crap, I got to get this done because I got to head down to the radio station here in a little while at Radio Memphis, radio-memphis.com for the Booze and Blues show. It's our Sunday foray into the blues. And tonight, if you happen to be catching this before 8 p.m. on the 14th of July of 2019, Cam Kimbrough will be in the studio to perform for us. So that'll be a fun time. That's this evening right here at Radio Memphis. So, that was a smooth way to play. You talk bad about something or you show a little leeriness and then you work your way into something. What's going on? Just whoring is what we're doing. That's all this is just whoring. I don't know, man. Such as it is. I've also been somewhat delirious by, one of the things that I do in my work. I spend a lot of time perusing news, as do most of you, but I got to stay on top of what's going down, you know? And there's a ton of it out there, and that's what I'm going to get into in this episode. So we're going to talk about what is known now as colloquially as the 24-hour news cycle and how much fun that can be. So that's all coming up next, kids. So stick around. You're listening to it right here from Radioland. Get on the Memphis Brew Bus. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll take a 3.5-hour adventure through the Memphis craft brewery scene. The Memphis Brew Bus stops at 3 local breweries for some special behind-the-scenes tours, talks with the master brewers, and, of course, tasting of their signature brews. While on the bus, you'll hear stories and learn about the history of beer. Plus, you'll get some music from the Radio Memphis Library. Go to memphisbrewbus.com and find them on Facebook. The Memphis Brew Bus. We'll drive you to drink. So yeah, every day we go through the news, we see what's going on, we're being inundated, we're swamped, we're seeing things that, frankly, are mind-blowing, at least over the past couple of years. The old thing about, who'd ever thought we'd live in a country that's doing this or that or whatever, you know, whatever your stance is. And I don't make any bones about it, I'm not a particular fan of the guy in the White House. You have to be kind of careful going through this sort of thing because the Nazis will come around and they'll be over here banging on my door, looking to wonder why I hate America, which is not the case. I don't hate America. I hate what it's kind of turned into here of late, and we're sort of a laughing stock. And people that turn their nose up to this sort of thing wonder why I come to that conclusion. And it's simply this. Those of you who don't know me, I am married to a woman who is not from this country. She's an American citizen, yes. She maintains a dual citizenship, as a matter of fact. She's a naturalized citizen of the United States of America. She has an American passport. And she frequently goes home to Ireland from time to time, and her family will often question her as to how the hell did this happen? What the hell is going on over there in the United States? What's all this about? This is kind of nerve-wracking. And you get so caught up in all of the drama that is in the news, and it's understandably frustrating to a very large sense, because there's a lot more here than meets the eye when you look across the news, and you know, you peruse these headlines. You know, Google News, for example, is one that I treat that as sort of like my newspaper. And I look at all the different sources, and you've got, you know, one side saying this and one side saying that. In the middle of this, you got fact checks sites, you got Snopes, you got all this stuff. And people are pissed off when they find out that Snopes doesn't agree with their opinion, so they say Snopes is bad. And we're in this situation here where if the news doesn't agree with you, with your point of view, then that news source is wrong. And with the 24-hour news cycle, which means that when something happens, no matter what time of the day or night it is, it happens almost immediately. And a lot of this is because news sources out there find it incredibly competitive to fight their way through this. They want to be the first to tell you that such and such happened, or that so-and-so said this or that, or whatever the case may be. And when that happens, then the first time you hear of something breaking and you read about it or you've heard about it someplace, it's often incorrect. Not all the details are there. There are issues. There are some problems that are inherent to this thing. And when you're sitting there going, okay, well, what's going on? You're living in this moment that it's a very fluid situation. So internally, thanks to the internet, we have become a little impatient, haven't we? Because we're like now searching all over the place trying to find out what it is that's going on. When that happens, social media is often in there to fill that void. And I'll tell you this, people. If you're getting your news through Facebook, you're not getting the news. You're getting a reflection of the news. I've said that before on this program, that unless there's a somewhat of a trusted source that is legit, it's not fake, they lay it out there for you, you know. I'm not going to name any of those names, because no matter what I name, somebody's going to have a problem with. Yeah, they always do. Yeah, you know, CNN, oh, they're just a bunch of leftist socialist pigs over there. Oh, Fox News, oh, they're just a bunch of right-wing Nazis over there. You know, it's that kind of stuff. So you have to take it from all these sides. But if a friend of yours on Facebook posts a link to a story about something, and it's not, I don't know, something doesn't seem right because the source seems sort of weird, a lot of times I'll go to the link, and then I'll go to that website's about page. I do that a lot if it's something I've never heard of, because there's a lot of news in quotes sites out there that like to play into that whole 24-hour news cycle thing by manufacturing things to get you riled up. The worst to me is that the nut of the story, the meat and potatoes of any story, is in the headline, and there's no additional facts beyond that. And it just becomes clickbaity, and they're looking for traffic, and you know, such it is. And then you leave going, well, you're misinformed about everything else. And then you're sitting there with your buddies at the bar later going, well, I heard that blah, 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 blah happened. And they're all going to look at you funny going, that's not true. That's no, you got to stay on top of it. Television can be a source of that. Television news is an interesting phenomena. Local television news is a real interesting phenomena, because it's there's a formula. I used to work in it. There's a whole different strange animal the way that goes. And in a nutshell, it boils down to, you know, the first words out of your mouth as a news anchor is good evening. And then now I'm going to tell you every reason why it's not until we get to the weather. And then the weather guy goes up there and he does his thing, tells you what it's going to rain the next few days. And then you go sit back down and then you got some, you know, moderately feel good story. And then it's sports. And that at the end of that is a little kicker to make you feel better. It's a little happy story about, I don't know, somebody's puppy got lost and they found him later and he was over in the neighbor's yard eating, I don't know, whatever. It's this weird cycle. And it all starts with what they call breaking news. Now, breaking news, every night, the top of every newscast is breaking news because they got it's got to be fresh. It's got to be happening. We've all been conditioned to have our stuff right now, right this second, or we're going to be in some serious doo-doo. Such as that may be. When you look at what breaking news typically is, it's the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads. It's got to be something horrific. It's got to be something frightening. It's got to be something that'll set you to the edge of your seat. For the rest of us in this world that have been basically desensitized to all of this, we sit here and just go, huh, this doesn't affect me. And that's just it. That's the whole point of news. You know, news is the plural of the word new, in case you didn't know. Save that for your little trivia contest later. But if they're going to impart some information on you, it should affect you. There should be a reason why that is being told to you. There was a shooting last night at such and such street, which is a street I don't live on, and there's somewhere else, and it's like, who cares? It's just another statistic. Or it's how unfortunate. It's supposed to, I guess, impart some sort of an emotion there. It doesn't paint the bigger story because it doesn't necessarily affect us. Unless you're one part of that, you know, 1/1,000,000% of people that know the victim or the guy that pulled the trigger. It's one of those things. What is important is things like your taxes going up, your gasoline prices are going up, your food bill perhaps maybe going, you know, money is a thing. This is why newspapers have been suffering so much here of late, because they've had trouble filling the spaces, and people that read newspapers now are really only interested in two things, and that's sports and food. Television news, if you here's a little tip. If you were the news director of a local television news station in your market, try it for a week, a show that is nothing but food, sports, and weather, and you'll be huge. It'll be massive. It'll be it's somebody sitting there going, man, you lost your damn mind. No, that's the truth, because that's really all we are as a species sort of interested in. Who got whose butt kicked out on the playing field of games? What's it going to do tomorrow? Is it going to rain or not? And what am I having for dinner? Or I need to try something new. And then there's some hump that's going to show you something that they do on the cheap. That would be a delightful. I would watch that. I would absolutely watch that. And instead of giving the weather guy like 3 minutes, give him like 10. Somewhere out there, every meteorologist is listening and going, hell yeah, let's give him a job. But that's just it. Sports guy, he gets like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, you know. And then the food guy gets, I don't know, 10 minutes. Something added up to 30 or so. Man, you're in. It's who needs these stories of these horrific things that are going on? Because quite frankly, I can go anywhere and find that information. Should I need to seek out data about the recent crime wave in a particular area of the country, I can find that at my own will. Thus the beauty of the 24-hour news cycle. See how I drew that back around? Because if it's out there and it's happened, there's probably a story about it somewhere. Thus the power of the internet and what it is and what it can do for you. What it can also do for you is really mess you up, because you can get lost in a lot of this stuff, as I mentioned. But more importantly than any of that, and I want to kind of deviate from this topic for just a moment, because I want you all that listen to this, and maybe you already do this, and if you do, that'd be fantastic. Those of you that don't and are somewhat opinionated, as we all are, we're just some are more vocal about it than others, how it is that we as a society digest this content, digest this information. Here's what you do. You're perusing some website somewhere along the way. Let's just say Facebook, and somebody posts a story that they found that said something that is of interest to you. The thing to do is to open up another window and search that exact headline and see what comes up. See what pops up there. See what the case may be. When you do that, if it's a big enough story, it should show up in a bunch of places. It doesn't matter if it's left or right leaning, if it's a political thing. Of course, nowadays everything's political. But that's just it. You should be able to find it in a bunch of different places. And then what you should do if you really want to be properly informed is you should read different versions of the same story. What that does is it exposes the bias, and it allows you as a smart thinker, as those of you who listen to this program are very smart people, it allows you to find the truth by eliminating the bias. Bias is very easily hidden if you only read it from one source. But if you see several sources that conflict in their bias, you'll find the facts. They're there. And that's what you should do when you are reading news specifically on the internet, when you're trying to find out what's going on. You know, newspapers have always been biased to one side or another, and people knew that because newspapers made no bones about it. There are some legitimately down-the-middle newspapers that are out there, and they do very well. They give you a pretty good look at what's going on. But they also have opinion pages, which means that you have people, you have reporters that have been given the freedom to voice their opinion about one thing or another. I don't know how I feel about that, because when I came up in the world of television news, or as a journalist specifically, you shouldn't ever say things referring to yourself about I think this or I think that. That's what that does is it draws conclusions that have not been satisfied, and it also plants a seed in the viewer or the listener's audience that something is going on. Having said all of that, and being here, sitting here, doing this exact opposite, you people know how I feel about certain things. But I'm not here as a straight news source either. I'm here for your entertainment purposes, if you want to look at it that way. I'm here to entertain you. I'm here to find out what... So, at any rate, the best thing for you folks to do is to do your research. And it's simple. It's not hard. It takes a few extra minutes. And the beauty of that extra bit of time is that now you are educating yourself beyond what you're seeing out there. That allows you to go back to that hump on Facebook who wrote whatever and give them a proper argument and say something politely if you need to. This is not correct. You should research these things before you post them out there, because it creates fear, it creates panic, it creates anger, it creates emotion that is not deserving of that piece. You know what I mean? I get that a lot in Facebook Messenger. People will send these stupid things, and they want you to do this, that, or the other, and they want you to feel this way, they want you to think that way, and they want you to be, and I write back, you know, this is a fraud. Especially when they're passing around urban legends, that's a big one, because that just doesn't go away. It never will. But people post that, and I'll say that none of this is true. And they send it to me in private messenger. And this happened to me just last week, as a matter of fact. I did my due diligence. I found it out. I posted a link back to the guy. I said, no, this is false. You shouldn't be spreading this around. And you know what the guy's response was? Fuck you. And he blocked me and unfriended me, just like that. And I laughed about it, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, what a interesting hill to choose to die on. you know, it's an interesting place to just really stand your ground, because you're really going to go all in on news that you don't want to believe is fake. And that's it. We live in this world right now, since what, 2016, that fake news, 2017, that fake news is a thing. It doesn't matter where it comes from. I mean, there's people that do that just to do it. The people that'll just outright lie to other people. And that's one of the other beautiful things about the internet is it's hard to lie out there. I mean, well, it's hard to make a lie stick. Because really, the nugget and the whole choice of the idea behind fake news is you take one kernel of truth and you wrap it around a bunch of lies. That's what that is. And it goes back to the old adage that in every lie lies a grain of truth. It's the same concept. But there are people out there that want to further their own agenda for whatever reason that is. They want you, which I don't think in the history of the internet, somebody is going to post something, a political rant about one thing or another, about why they're supporting a guy or against somebody else. And they think that it's just somebody I'm going to sit there and look at and go, yeah, I think this guy's got a point. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the internet. I don't think anybody's mind has been changed about this sort of thing. Because all of us as a society, we all hold our beliefs to ourselves. We hold on to them. They're unwavering. It's the rock of which we all stand on. And when we see something that is somewhat moderately offensive to us, we feel like we need to get our hackles up and we need to get involved and we need to bitch about it or something to that effect. That's precisely the point of that fake news. Okay? All right, let's take a hypothetical situation. Hypothetical, but not so much. An earthquake. All right, let's say, well, we recently had those earthquakes out in Southern California. And they were big. There was a bunch of them. And it made everybody a little rattled up and a little loose and whatnot. And everybody got worked up. Well, the meat and potatoes of the facts is this. There was an earthquake with several aftershocks that occurred. There may have been a little bit of damage. Nobody seems to have been hurt. Scientists are saying it was located at this spot and it measured whatever it was on the Richter scale. And that's basically the meat and potatoes of what that is. Now, you give it a day or less, and then all these other stories start to come out where there are people that are saying, well, these earthquakes are not going to relieve the pressure of the big one that's coming. Well, nobody knows when that's going to happen, and it's always been this. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So now you've got a lot of supposition that's being added into the story. It's the suppose this or suppose that. And then the longer this carries on, in come the religious nuts who jump in and go, well, pardon, they say the reason why Southern California is experiencing these earthquakes is because God doesn't like Los Angeles or San Diego. That's what's going on. And then it spins wildly out of control. And when that happens, now you're caught up in it. Because then you're sitting there going, well, we've gone from, okay, an earthquake happened at this spot, it measured this, there were some buildings that were damaged, nobody got hurt, to all the way down to, well, you know, God hates homosexuals, so he's just going to throw an earthquake in Southern California. Not that I'm making the distinction that there's homosexuals in Southern California. Of course there are. They're everywhere. But it's just that everybody has that perception of Southern California, be that as it may. But God's involved because it's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. These things happen. But see, it's not just because of something like an earthquake. It's something about the president of the United States and his wild mouth that he should put his mouth in the fucking circus of the things he says. And what's remarkable to me is the people that follow him and believe in him and like the guy know that he lies, admit that he lies, and has no trouble with it because they like the guy. Well, these people are unwavering. It's like I mentioned before. These people have their beliefs and their stance, and that's what they're going to be, and by God, nothing is going to shake that. Trump even predicted it himself during his campaign, where he said he could stand in Fifth Avenue in New York and shoot a guy on live television, and his people would still vote for him. And he was right. But by God, you take something that he does or says, and depending on what source you get that from, there's going to be all sorts of shit that's wrapped up around it. And I mentioned it quite humorously, I thought, the religious nuts that were jumping on the earthquake story. They're doing that with this, because, and it happens in every administration. They're sitting there going, somebody's going to say, hey, God put him in there. God wanted Trump to be president of the United States. God wanted to be Obama, wanted Obama to be the president of the United States. God wanted Nixon. It happens every stinking time. And because of that, you can start to get dizzy. You can start to get a little nauseated. You can start to get a little overwhelmed because there's so much out there. But it's best to have that. And it sounds counterintuitive, I know. But it's best to have too much because it's a lot easier to dial it back, to find where those facts are, to figure out where you're supposed to be in the scheme of things. There's information that you need to know. You need to know how to find it. And you need to know how to find the truth and the facts and everything that goes with it. Because if you don't, you're going to wind up in all sorts of trouble. Mentally. And socially. You're going to have a conversation with somebody, with one of your friends. And, you know, and we've all done this. We've corrected people. We know, it's like, hey, I heard this happened. What did you hear? Well, I heard it was that, you know, and it's like, oh, okay. And then we are comparing notes and then boom, now the two of us are on the same page. That's human nature. That's what we do. But one of the things about the internet, as I've mentioned before, about it being a level playing field, news is certainly no different because everything is being thrown into that at one time. That's where that is. That's where that is. It's unfortunate, but that's where that's going. So sit back, relax, do your research, and everything is going to be okay. You know what I mean? You know, don't trust it. It's awful to sit here and say this. Don't trust anybody. The more I meet people, the more I understand that adage to be somewhat true. There are those, of course, I do trust. But, you know, don't trust your news. Not until you've done your own research. Don't trust the things that you are hearing until you've heard them for yourself and you heard them from the source. Same thing with what you see. Oh, I heard there was a fire at the blah, 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 blah. Did I see it? Did I see pictures of it, you know, to verify? Yeah, I did. Or no, I didn't. So, you know, be prudent. The 24-hour news cycle is scary. There's a ton of stuff that happens out there, and it goes on all the damn time. When it comes your way, take your time, mark it very carefully, and watch what's headed your way. It's just that simple.
It's summertime, and Wizards has all your outdoor fun covered. Memphis' number one alternative smoke and vape shop is your CBD headquarters, but they're not just a CBD or smoke shop. Novelty t-shirts, hats, sunglasses, and more. New stuff in the store every day. Woodwick candles, silver jewelry, tapestries, and candles, and really cool backflow incense burners. Great deals throughout the store. $19.99 Madison Avenue, open 10 to 10, 7 days a week. Online at memphiswizards.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related material.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Yeah, you know, I like to think I've got some great ideas. Everybody's got a great idea. There's some things that you think are great and other people are going to go, what? And not necessarily understand what's going on. You spend time in social media, you see great ideas come and go all the damn time. Here's a prime example, and I think about this every morning. How come there's not caffeinated deodorant? Seriously. It would help wake you up because it's just being embedded right into your system right there on the spot. For those of us that aren't huge fans of coffee, there's that. Or caffeinated toothpaste. That would work because you're sticking that stuff underneath your gums anyway. Help wake you up. You know, there's a lot of fun things that we could do with these sorts of things if we just applied ourselves to this. Now, is it a good idea to have actually caffeinated deodorant? Probably not, or else somebody would have done that by now. But there again, I'm sitting here mentioning it here and now, and somebody's sitting there going, this son of a bitch ain't going to do it, but I certainly will.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, so there you go. You've heard what's coming up next time on the old program. Thanks for downloading, tuning in, streaming, and all that other fun stuff out there. We'll be back next week for more fun here from the old program. And in the meantime, I gotta go. I gotta head down to the radio station at Radio Memphis. Radio-Memphis.com is where I will be this evening on this the 14th day of July. It's a Sunday. I got a show in a couple of hours. It is the Booze and the Blues tonight on the program. It is the very own Mr. Kim Kimbrough. He will be on the program. So that's happening tonight. Y'all be sweet. I gotta go. Y'all take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, okay? I'm Rick Cheddar,
And this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.